We are listener-supported radio, KX93.5, right here in Laguna Beach. Very special guest on the line right now, and that is Sydney from Echo Smith. Hello.
Hello, hello.
How are things?
Everything is great. We are actually on our way to San Diego right now.
Are you?
For a bowling tournament that we're doing for Warped Tour tonight.
Warped Tour has so many things that they do, and one of those things is bowling, apparently.
Apparently, yeah. I mean, I love bowling, and Warped Tour is fun, so it's two pretty great things put together.
So you guys are actually touring the entire country as part of the Warped Tour?
Yeah, we're doing the whole tour this year, just like we did last year.
That's amazing, because Warped Tour is an establishment at this point. You know what I mean? It's got its built-in fan base, and it's been turning people on to music for several years now. So this is your second go-around?
Yeah, second time, and we're loving it. It's really cool because last year was a lot of discovery for us. But this year is really cool because we're getting to build off of the fan base that we've built over the past year of touring. So it's been really awesome to see the difference in the crowds from last year to this year.
Well, let's talk about some of that stuff. You guys came out with Talking Dreams towards the tail end of 2013, right?
Yeah.
Right, and it seems like has it been a whirlwind of events as far as promo stuff and playing shows and all of that since the record came out?
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. We did a whole fall tour, and then we did a college tour that we headlined in the winter. And yeah, we've been doing plenty of promo and shows and radio things, which has been really exciting, and it's really good to stay busy, because as a band you never want to be bored, because that's that sign.
Sure. No,
we have not been bored. I can definitely say that.
It seems like you guys are getting more or less a crash course in the industry right off the bat. What a blessing that is.
Yeah, we're really fortunate to, you know, have a lot of really great things going on, and we're really, really thankful for it all.
Right on. Sydney's on the line from Echo Smith. They are playing the Vans Warped Tour. The nearest one, I think, is down in San Diego in Chula Vista at the Sleep Train Amphitheater on Wednesday. A lot of great bands playing that one. I do have to ask you, I think they have an acoustic stage now. And since you guys just dropped an acoustic EP this month, are you going to perform on the acoustic stage?
We actually won't be performing there, but we'll be doing, we do acoustic sets with Journey because we're on the Journey stage. So we do exclusive acoustic sets with them that you can win tickets to or whatever at their tent.
Right on. Well, that's cool. Again, the Acoustics Dreams EP just dropped this month, right?
Yes. It just dropped like 2 weeks ago.
Well, congratulations on that. And what inspired the acoustics thing? Because I have my own theories, but I guess what's the answer there?
Well, we, you know, have to do a lot of acoustic sets in all sorts of situations because, you know, you can't always bring all our instruments and our full setup because sometimes it's too loud or it's just you don't have time.
Or some radio stations just can't accommodate it.
Yeah, I guess not. I guess they can't accommodate a huge setup for a band, which makes sense. But anyway, so, you know, we have done a lot of acoustic things and, you know, we start a lot of our songs on acoustic and from that. So we have been doing that for a long time now, and we also got to have an opportunity to do that because we wanted to be able to have something out on Warped Tour that was new besides our album, and that was really fun because it's four songs just reinterpreted from the album and one new one.
Very
cool. So
it's
nice to have a new song, get a refresher.
Yeah, some bands who tour the country and do the promo thing at radio stations, sometimes, yeah, they don't realize that. Can't even do a full plugged-in set sometimes. And, you know, some bands get the idea to put together an acoustics record just because of that fact, and they have to kind of relearn their songs and do them acoustically, you know?
Yeah, it's a fun process, and it's definitely refreshing. You know, it's not like we're sick of our songs yet. I don't think we've been playing them long enough to be sick of it. But, you know, it is refreshing either way.
This is a fun week for us. We actually have Brian Marquis going to join us in our studio tomorrow. He's on the Warped Tour as well.
Yeah.
What a fun thing. Is there anything, because frankly, we got to keep it moving, but Sydney, we really do appreciate your phone call. And where's home for you guys now?
We live in L.A.
Cool. We're in Laguna Beach, very close. You got to come through and check out our studios. We're right on PCH and... the cool thing about us is we're listener supported, like a not for profit. So we're able to take a chance on a record and do cool things with artists in our studio, you know? Yeah, so maybe after the Warped Tour. But is there anything the general public should know about this project while we have you here on the phone? And again, echosmith.com is the website, right?
Yes, it is. And, you know, we just love the support from anywhere and anyone, and we love that you guys are, you know, taking the time to have a phone call with me. So that's really awesome. And we just appreciate all our fans. And just check out our stuff and check out our song, Cool Kids.
Cool. Well, keep on doing what you're doing. It's been a lot of success thus far, and you have a machine working behind you in Warner Brothers, which is amazing.
Yeah.
So again, congrats, and have a killer time on the Warped Tour, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. See ya.